here's a story from The World.
In eastern Turkey, in the city of Van, there is a market devoted entirely to cheese. And not just any cheese. This is a regional specialty made from sheep's milk and wild herbs gathered in the mountains. The cheese is an important part of any traditional Van breakfast. That breakfast could be added to UNESCO's list of the world's intangible cultural heritage. As Duri Buscarin reports from the Van Cheese Market, the makers of Van Cheese say they struggle to keep their traditions going when faced with competition from the big cheeses, the industrial producers.
When this cheese producer gets up in the morning, in the village where his family cares for hundreds of sheep, he puts on a checkered sports coat and a flat cap, and he drives into the city with kilos and kilos of white, salty cheese.
He says, since I know myself, I do this cheese.
His name is Islam Soydoğan, and he's 63 years old. Through a translator, he explains how Van cheese is traditionally made with raw sheep's milk, flecked with wild herbs that are grown in the mountains and fed by the snowmelt, garlic, mountain thyme, sometimes even wildflowers. They're heated up in a big pot with enzymes.
And then we put under the ground for minimum six months to stay under the ground. And then you can take out and then you can eat it.
The taste is salty, reminiscent of feta, but with something deeper, earthier. Suddenly, I'm looking for crackers, maybe a beer. The translator, Angel Istekalcu, likes it too.
I like it.
It's good?
This is kind of breakfast in summer. Cheese and watermelon. This cheese and watermelon, it's great.
Van is a city that's Turkish by law and Kurdish by culture. Centuries ago, it was the center of an Armenian kingdom. In this cheese market, almost every shop is devoted to Van's regional specialty. There are soft Van cheeses, hard Van cheese, one that's aged underground and another that's crumbly and meant to be mixed with yogurt. There are plastic tubs of pickled herbs to serve with your cheese. And it's not just residents of Van who are crazy about this cheese. In the shop behind us, big plastic containers are being packed and sealed, ready to be shipped all over the country. The way real Van cheese is made hasn't changed in generations, in a village by someone who takes care of their own sheep. But that way of life is slowly fading away, explains Hassan Kayhan, and real Van cheese isn't always real. The Americans taught us how to cheat, he tells me. In the 1930s, he says, U.S. companies started exporting powdered milk to Turkey, so much so that people in Kayhan's village called it American powder. Now, milk powder is used by less scrupulous cheese producers to keep costs down. The cost of feeding sheep through the winter, he says, has tripled. Kayhan serves as a spokesperson for the bazaar and says his family has run this shop for three generations. He worries that the producers he relies on won't stay in the business much longer. He claims that in 10 years, half of Van cheese made in Turkey will be produced in a factory. But at least for the moment, there seems to be a healthy demand. One woman in a long dress and headscarf says she's buying 75 pounds of the stuff.
I said, what do you do with this? She said, we are actually like tribal. We love guests, so people are coming and going. That's why we buy it.
She says she'll freeze half to keep her through the winter, when the sheep aren't giving milk and the cheese doesn't have that same real taste. For The World, I'm Duri Buscarin in the Van Cheese Market.
Take a stroll through that cheese market in eastern Turkey. We've got photos for you at theworld.org.
From PRX.